from the turntable to the ionosphere. From shortwave radio to the library. This is a journey for your mind, body, and soul. So relax. We will begin at the tone. One of my favorite releases of 2018, that was Bells and Whistles, Mr. Chris Evans, a tune called Skipper. Before that, we heard Ketza with Dub Days, and we started that set off with Louis Zong and It's Nice to See You. Well, if I could see you, it would be nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in to At the Tone. This is DJ Frederick here on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info, the best radio station on the internet. Now, if you're new to At the Tone, it's music for libraries and lava lamps, where I play a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, library production music, and a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today.
Yesterday, November 11th, 2018, I turned 67 years old. That's not quite double the age I was when I started producing for the birds. I was 34 and a half on May 12, 1986. So on November 10, 2020, the day before I turned 69, I'll have been doing for the birds for exactly half my life. Meanwhile, even as I get older, I'm still younger than the oldest known wild bird, a Laysan albatross named Wisdom, who was originally banded on Midway Island back in 1956. At the time, she was incubating an egg, so she had to be a minimum of 5 years old, making her at least 67 right now. Wisdom is way, way spryer than I am. She laid an egg again this year and raised another chick, more than 3 decades after I stopped reproducing, and more than 2 decades after it became impossible for me to reproduce. If she has any wrinkles, they're well hidden under her feathers, which are exactly the same color they've been since she was a year old. I guess I'm just as glad my own plumage is different from when I was one. I was a bald baby with just a bit of peach fuzz on my own first birthday. Wisdom and her chicks survived the tsunami in 2011 when she was at least 60. Her age and experience almost certainly contributed to her having a higher, safer nesting territory than more than 100,000 albatross pairs who lost their young in that single horrible event. This year, a new hazard for albatrosses was publicized. The introduced mice on Midway Island have learned how helpless incubating albatrosses are. The mice jump up and start eating the live birds in the back of their head where the birds can't reach them. I first heard about this last year and have been nervous about Wisdom, but so far, so good. Matt Brown, superintendent for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at the protected marine area encompassing Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge, said, "We're fortunate that she nests in town next to residential buildings where we've regularly done mouse suppression for human safety. It's not a guarantee of her safety, but Wisdom does benefit." As long as Wisdom is out there raising babies, I can't feel too old yet. I like finding the top 11 things about my age every year, but there isn't all that much to say about the number 67. There was never a TV show about Route 67. Paul McCartney didn't write a song about when he was 67. Simon and Garfunkel didn't speculate about how terribly strange it would be to be 67. And 67 is not the jersey number for any of my favorite Chicago Cubs. So my top 11 list runs a little short this year. 1. 67 is the minimum age of Wisdom. 2. 67 is a prime number, so for a full year, I can honestly say I'm in my prime. 3. 67 is a lucky number. Not lucky in the way that 11 is my lucky number, but lucky as defined in a 1956 paper in Mathematics magazine. You can read more about that on my blog. And 4, the number 67 species on my life list is the American Red Start. So my being 67 promises to be a prime and lucky year filled with American Red Starts. I wish I could figure out a way of getting to see Wisdom. I can no longer meet all the physical requirements needed to spend a season with the albatrosses, and it's pretty difficult otherwise to get to Midway. But just knowing she's out there makes me happy today and every day. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
Thank you.
very interesting piece by a musician who goes by the name of Prisoner of Earth. That was the title track to a 2016 CD, Window to Winter. Before that, Thomas Wells, from his release Coral Reefing, we heard Island Dreamin'. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice, exploring cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more.
Here's a program from our archives. The sounds we're listening to are being produced by walruses recorded under the ice of the Canadian Arctic. But how the walrus makes these sounds is unknown. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
How walruses actually produce these very strange-sounding knocks, taps, and bell-like ringing sounds is still pretty much a mystery.
Becky Jars with the Canadian Wildlife Service.
Walruses are known to clack their teeth when they're hauled out on land or on an ice pan. And so it was thought that the tapping and knocking sounds could be produced by clattering of the teeth. But looking at the wear pattern on the teeth of hunter kills indicates that the type of pattern that we see is not consistent with what you'd expect if the teeth were the main source of the sound. Right now we have no other solid ideas of how the knocks and taps are produced, but if I had to speculate, I would suggest that the walrus's ability to create a very strong vacuum and suction power may have something to do with their sound production. I'm wondering if the walruses are clicking their tongue against the roof of their mouth, similar to the way a human can make a clucking sound with their tongue, like...
To give you an idea of how formidable the suction power of a walrus is, they can literally suck the fleshy part of a clam right out of its shell, like a huge vacuum cleaner. This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
this is Houston. You are go for TLI. Over.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice.
systems are looking good going around the corner. We'll see you on the other side.
Hello, listeners. I'm Chrissy Cochrane.
Is your name not Briss?
As it happens, it isn't. But I've just dropped by to tell you about...
That's going to cause a little confusion.
No, not really, because I've just dropped by to talk about Chrissy on Air at 19 hours UTC, Monday, on the Global Voice.
Are you a poofda?
Listen, dingo features. I don't think that's got anything to do with what we're talking about. Before that idiot comes back, let me tell you more about Chrissy on Air every Monday at 19 hours UTC. In the program, we start off with pop music, we then have drama.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition!
Look, who said anything about the Spanish Inquisition? Let me get on with this, please. Thank you. Before I'm rudely interrupted again, let me tell you, there's pop music at the beginning of the show, there's drama, serials, in the middle, and there's cool jazz at the end. Oh, now what do you want?
Dinsdale thinks that the humorous impact will be somewhat dissipated by the prolongation of this item.
Chrissy on Air. Every Monday evening at 19 hours UTC, Global Voice.
You are listening to the Global Voice. You are listening to the Global Voice.
An artist known simply as Clay, with a tune called At the Cafe, and that's from the Jazz Hop Cafe, A Cup of Lo-Fi, Volume 1. Great compilation. We started the program off with a remix of Color Filter's Children of Summer, remixed by Click and Cycle. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice. And if you're listening, then you know I do not a whole lot of annunciation or announcements or just chatting at you. It's mostly about the music and mostly about deep listening. So if you enjoy crate digging and dusty music, you have found the right program. If you'd like to communicate with me, my email address is Frederick, FREDERICK, at ChristianNewAge.com. That's all one word, ChristianNewAge.com. Frederick at ChristianNewAge.com. I also have an email that I hardly ever check, but you're welcome to email me there. It's WSCS, as in winter, summer, certain summer, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's WSCS at colby-sawyer.edu. Well, a little trip back in the time machine. That was Leon Lohman from 1980 in a piece called Syntheses. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of At the Tone. I want to say thank you for listening, and thank you to all of the crew and the listeners at the Global Voice. It's truly a blessing to be part of this radio station.